Good afternoon. With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Doctors Hospital has launched a new two-year apprenticeship program aimed at giving young Caymanians a direct pathway into long-term careers in healthcare. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has the details.
The initiative supports the hospital's commitment to developing local talent and preparing Caymanians to help lead the future of the island's health sector. The program focuses on three non-clinical support areas: marketing and business development, supply chain management, and information technology, offering apprentices hands-on experience inside a real hospital environment. Participants will move through 4 6-month phases, combining professional coursework with supervised on-the-job training. No prior work experience is required, but candidates must hold at least a Level 2 high school diploma with an associate's degree preferred. Applicants must be Caymanian or hold RERC status, and be willing to commit to the full two-year program. Apprentices will be hired as full-time employees, receiving wages and benefits, and they're expected to meet the same standards as the wider Doctors Hospital team. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other local news, Cayman's underwater world has drawn divers here for decades. Tonight, four of the people behind that reputation are being recognized by the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. CIGTV's Liana Jarvis has more.
Four local dive champions will be honored by the International Scuba Diving Hall of Fame. The awards recognize individuals who helped establish Cayman as a world-class dive destination. The late Eric Bergstrom receives a posthumous local honor. Mr. Bergstrom pioneered recreational diving in East End during the 1960s and led the early tourist board. William, Captain Bill Christophers, is recognized for devoting more than 5 decades to diving operations, reef stewardship, and marine protection in Little Cayman. Martin Van Der Toe earns honors for managing dive resorts on Cayman Brac and his continued work as a Department of Environmental field officer. And lastly, Caymanian underwater photographer Olivia Barnett has been named this year's emerging honoree. Olivia teaches and guides local divers while earning major global acclaim for her marine photography. The local honorees will be celebrated alongside international inductees during Friday's formal gala.
In regional news, Haiti and the Dominican Republic say they're working to strengthen cooperation along their shared border. Foreign Minister Reina Forbin met her Dominican counterpart, Victor Bizono Haza, at the Code VI Industrial Park in Kwanaminthi, where discussions were focused on border security, illicit economic activity, migration, formalizing trade and investment, and expanding air links. Both sides agreed on the need for better border governance and migration management while respecting each country's interests. They also underscored the importance of continued international support for the Gang Suppression Force, the UN-approved mission assisting Haiti as it confronts escalating gang violence and civil unrest. The Latin American and Caribbean Energy Organization says the region has a strong natural gas production base but uneven trade integration. In its latest monthly oil and natural gas report, the organization said deeper cross-border infrastructure and intra-regional trade agreements will be key to long-term energy security amid global geopolitical uncertainty. The report notes regional oil production reached 318 million barrels in April, up 10% from a year earlier. It says 54% of the value of the region's oil imports comes from interregional supply, but 79% of exportable production is shipped to major global markets, leaving only 21% within regional trade flows. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. A Russian drone has struck the headquarters of Ukraine's security service, the SBU, in central Kyiv, injuring at least 7 people. President Zelensky said the attack was aimed directly at the office of the agency's acting head. The foreign minister said the attack was a major escalation. Fresh fighting in Yemen between Saudi-backed government forces and Iranian-backed Houthis has left at least 122 people dead. The clashes erupted on Thursday when the Houthis tried to take control of coastal territory on the Red Sea. Rescue crews in Nepal have freed 2 workers from a blocked hydropower tunnel 9 days after they were trapped by debris from flash floods that devastated an area on the border with Tibet. Latest figures show that the US job market made stronger than expected gains last month, increasing the likelihood that interest rates will go up. That's the latest from BBC News.
That'll take us out of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.